Target on Worship Radio 247.
Hour One Nugget.
Welcome to the Hour One Nugget, beloved. It is wonderful to have your company. We're looking at 1 Peter, the third chapter, and today we're looking at verse 17. And it's really where Peter wraps up what he was saying before. If you remember on yesterday's program, but do this in a gentle, respectful way that is telling people about Jesus. Keep your conscience clear. Then if people speak against you, they will be ashamed when they see what a good life you live because you belong to Christ. Peter finishes this by saying, remember, it is better to suffer for doing good if that is what God wants, than suffering for doing wrong. Remember, it's better to suffer for doing good if that is what God wants, than to suffer for doing wrong. I like to do this most days. If you've got your Bible, there's something in that particular phrase, in that sentence, in that verse that I want you to underline. And it's this. If that is what God wants. Let me tell you about God's wishes, God's demands, God's plan for your life, if you like. It's quite simple. Many times I've gone along the road and I've opened that door or tried to open that door and it's been shut in my face. Or I've tried to do this or I've tried to do that. Various things that I've tried to do in my life. In my experience, I have found that when you know you're in God's will, firstly, you really want to do it. That's the first thing. And secondly, all the doors are open. Some years ago, it was quite a few years ago now, I was offered a job teaching in a school in Essex, teaching drama. Now, I'd been doing some supply work up to that point. I'd been going into different schools doing supply work, just a day here and a day there. And someone offered me a contract for a year in this one school. Well, that was an anathema to me. That was just something that I hadn't even considered. And I didn't know what to do. I really didn't. So I took the job anyway. And I remember on day one of going to that job, I was driving down the road. And I said to the Lord, Lord, this must be your will. If this is not your will, let me know within 2 hours of getting there. Father, just let me know this is not your will. Within 2 hours of arriving in that school, let me feel as though I don't like it, I hate it, it's not for me. And I remember getting to that school, I really didn't want to go. Beloved, I've got to tell you, driving to that school that day, I wanted to be anywhere but there. I don't know why. And I just said to the Lord, Lord, maybe I've made a mistake. This is not your will after all. But please let me know within 2 hours if this is your will so that I'll know what to do. When I got to the school, I was shown around, introduced to a bunch of people. And I can tell you, with my hand on my heart, within 15 minutes, I was going to say 10, but within 15 minutes, I was absolutely loving that school. And I stayed there for a year. And whilst I was there, I knew it was what God wanted for my life. For that time, I knew I was in God's will. Simple as that. God's will, whatever we do, is really important, beloved. And sometimes we do get it wrong. Sometimes we go through that door, and that's not the door the Lord wants us to go through. And sadly, that door will not always be closed. But the feeling I had that day when I was teaching, I was filled with joy. It was wonderful knowing that I was there teaching, doing what God wanted to do, wanted me to do, and I knew it was what the Lord wanted me to do for that time. It's a great feeling, beloved, to know that you are doing that which God wants you to do. And the only way you can know for sure is to keep praying and to keep close to God and to make sure that you've got that wonderful relationship with Him. He becomes your Heavenly Father. Because if He's not your Heavenly Father, why should He tell you? Why would he tell you? Why would he tell you his will for your life if he's not got a relationship with you? I believe that's really important. Remember, it is better to suffer for doing good, if that is what God wants, than to suffer for doing wrong. There is no point in suffering for doing wrong. That is just dumb. But if you're suffering, and sometimes we do suffer, but we're in God's will. Right now, we're going through quite a hard time. Financially, we're going through some hardship. Because bills have come up, certainly for Worship Radio 247, that we didn't realise were going to happen. We had to replace three computers. So we're going through a very, very tough, lean time. I don't take a salary. Martin doesn't take a salary. Linda doesn't take a salary from this ministry. Nobody does. And we are going through a tough time. Now, this is not an appeal for money. Please don't think that. What I'm trying to say to you is, sometimes we are suffering in this. And because of this, we are suffering for doing what that which is right, not that which is wrong. Because we know that this ministry is what God wants. This is what God wants for our lives right now, right here. We know that because of the miracles that have happened to bring us to this point. And what do? We continue to serve God in this way, through this ministry, doing that which we think is right. And sometimes, yes, beloved, we suffer. We suffer a fair amount. The Bible says the worker is worth his hire. But this worker isn't getting anything, isn't getting a hire. But that's fine, because we know, beloved, we know that we know that we know it will come. And we are doing for God that which is right for us to do. So in a sense, I understand that fully. It is better to suffer for doing good if it is what God wants than to suffer for doing wrong. That I can't see the point of. I can see no point in suffering for doing what is wrong. So let's just say now, right here, right now, that we intend to do what is right for the Lord God Almighty. Let's make that a process that is going to happen. Let us make that our number one priority in life, that we are going to do God's will for our lives. I want you to pray with me, because maybe you're in a position right now where you have no idea what God's will for your life is. And if that is the case, I want to pray. And I want you to follow along with me. Just say these words after me now. Just say, Heavenly Father, I love you, Lord, with all of my heart. And I want you to be my Heavenly Father. I want a relationship with you, Lord. I ask you now, in Jesus' name, to reveal your perfect will for my life. And I will follow you for the rest of my life. In Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. And glory to God. The daily devotional comes in the next hour. I'll give you more details of that in moments. We're going to continue worshiping God now in spirit and in truth. 19 minutes toward the top of the hour is the time. This is Hillsong. And this is Son of God.